The precautions the campaigns are taking now tend to address yesterday's problems, such as the DNC hack that was ultimately so damaging to the Clinton campaign in 2016. The worry of intelligence and security experts is what the Russians are likely to do in 2020 that somehow was either overlooked in the aftermath of the last two elections or comes out of the blue. We recognize that our adversaries are going to keep adopting and upping their game, the FBI's Wray said to the Council on Foreign Relations in April. To understand how Russia plans to undermine Americans' faith in the U.S. democratic system, cybersecurity experts and campaign officials are digging through the aftermath of the elections of 2016 and 2018 for clues. There's a lot to worry about. The propaganda war. Shortly before the 2016 election, University of Washington researcher Kate Starbird began studying the online conversations of the hashtag Black Lives Matter movement. She and her team followed some of the most active Twitter accounts and tracked the influence of their tweets. Starbird, who studied human-computer interaction, was primarily struck by how toxic much of the content was and how vitriolic and polarized the debate had become, with some advocating violence and others using racist language. Then, just a few weeks after the team published its first paper on the topic, in October 2017, representatives of Facebook admitted to congressional investigators that they had traced ad sales totaling more than $100,000 to a shadowy Russian company known as Russia's Internet Research Agency, IRA, with a history of pushing pro-Kremlin propaganda. The U.S. intelligence community had already concluded that Russia paid social media trolls to spread fake news and influence public opinion. The ads had focused on politically divisive issues such as gun rights, immigration, and racial discrimination. The news got Starbird and her team wondering if any of the trolls engaged in any of the conversations she had studied in November, when the House Intelligence Committee released a list of accounts given them by Twitter associated with IRA. Starbird and her team decided to take a look and see if they recognized anyone. They were stunned by what they discovered. Dozens of the accounts in the list appeared in their data, some among the most retweeted. IRA accounts were also masquerading as genuine hashtag Black Lives Matter and hashtag Blue Lives Matter activists.